And on KBRB, we are previewing the spring sports season, and we are joined on the phone lines ahead of the opening of the track and field season with the Kearney Indoor Invitational. We're joined by coach of the North Central Knights track and field team, John Klosterman. And yeah, the season ready to go. The snow's melted. We're going to be warm, and you're going to be inside.
Yeah, beautiful day today. Practice is going to be awesome. We're looking forward to that.
Well, you've got some experience returning, and you know, as we start to look at the Knights this season, I think you have to first mention returning senior thrower on the girls' side and Carlene Kepler, who I'm sure has got some big expectations for herself this year after a stellar career. She's going to go to the next level, and I'm guessing she's got an eye on Omaha and maybe a little gold around her neck this spring.
Yeah, absolutely. Carlene's a very motivated person, and you know, she's been after that school record, that co-op record. She got the shot put last year. Now she needs the discus one. So that's keeping her motivated, as well as getting to state and being successful down there as well.
Well, so obviously I'm expecting that you're thinking she's going to kind of be one of your leaders on the girls' team. But let's talk about that girls' team, as you've got some pretty good athletes coming back off last year's squad.
Yeah, we returned all 10 of our qualifiers from last year, boys and girls combined, and a lot of those were on the girls' side. Maya Lewis will be back again to throw, and then we have some distance runners coming back, our 4x8. All four of them are coming back this year. So that's Angela Frick, Ireland Buell, sophomore, Paisley Hoffman, sophomore, and then Fallon Witzke, a junior. So still pretty young, and having them back this year is going to be really nice. And Angela herself, she does a really good job with all the distance races. She kind of gets filled up for us. So we're excited to have her back this year.
Yeah, that's always such a heavy load for those distance runners. You know, they're running in the 16 or the 32, and then also maybe picking up a leg in that 32 relay. So, you know, I'm sure with a girl like Angela, she loves running the residue, but I'm sure from the coaching side with some of those kids, it's like, hey, let's kind of manage the workload a little bit. We want to kind of build you up toward the district meet, not have you burned out by the time you get there.
Yeah, we definitely have to pull her back a little bit, especially early in the year. Keep her off her legs as much as we can, but also prepare her for the rest of the season. So I think we'll pretty much treat it the same way we did last year. She'll run the 32 a little bit, 3200, run the 1600 a little bit, and then by the end of the year build up so she's ready to go for all four. So,
well, let's talk about the rest of the girls' team. How are you set up numbers-wise this year?
We got 14 girls out. A lot of quality athletes we have. A couple newcomers this year. Audrey Kachera, Jaden Norton, Miley Hoffman. It's going to be really nice having those three in the program as freshmen. You know, especially Audrey. She's a hurdler and a jumper, and honestly, she's pretty good at whatever she sets her mind to. So it's nice on the coaching side to just be able to, you know, throw her in a bunch of different events early on as a freshman and see what she really pops in and go from there.
Well, on the boys' side, you have a few players, a few athletes back off of last year's team. So who are you kind of looking at as taking the next step for your squad on the boys' side?
Yeah, it starts with our jumpers for sure. Trey Anthony's a senior this year. He's really motivated to get that gold medal that's kind of eluded him the last few years. He's coming back for long jump and the hurdles, the 110s. And then his cousin, Noah Seeberger, he's back again. He's a sophomore this year. He's already gone 44 feet in the triple jump in an indoor meet over break here. So he's a very self-motivated person, and having him in the program, he's another one that we just kind of have to rein in a little bit and understand it's a marathon, not a sprint. So we're really excited to have those two on the boys' side for sure.
Yeah, they both had a lot of success in those events in the past. So how are you doing numbers-wise on the boys' team?
Yeah, we've got 18 total. You know, a lot of good distance runners again. And then we have some young sprinters in the 4 and the 8 and maybe the 200 as well that I'm looking to see if they can make that next leap this year. some of those that I'm looking at. Leighton Fisher in the 400, Landon Steven in the 800, and then there's a few distance runners. Nate Frick had a really good year last year as a freshman. He'll be coming back. He's Angela's little brother and runs the same events, runs all the distance events, and he's another one. You know, he can run for days, so we just have to, you know, build up for him, and, you know, definitely excited to have him back this year.
Well, watching those kids in other sports is amazing how much development you've seen physically from those boys from their freshman year to now their sophomore year.
Yeah, absolutely. Just especially for freshman boys to get through that first year of high school sports, no matter what the sport is, there's so much development that happens for them between freshman to sophomore year and even sophomore to junior for some. So, you know, I'm excited to see just what the potential is for a lot of them, especially in some of those, you know, mid-distance races that we have. There's definitely a lot of potential with a lot of these guys.
Well, always good when you aren't going to have to travel for a district meet, as I see you get to host districts this year.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. You know, we'll have three different meets at our home track, which we're always looking forward to. We host our own, and then we have conference and districts this year. So we're gonna have no excuses by that time of the year for sure.
Well, appreciate the time, John. Good luck at Kearney, and we'll look forward to seeing those first results roll in.
Awesome. Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
Coach John Klosterman joining us here on KBRB from North Central Track and Field as we preview the spring sports season.